Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Joseph Roman Catholic Parish Podcast in Arlington, Texas, with Father Daniel Kelly. Now, here's Father Kelly.
Several times now, only in this past year, have people come up to me after Mass, as it is, and have been very critical of me for celebrating the Mass in what we call the Novus Ordo. The majority of you probably have never heard of the Novus Ordo and have no idea what I'm talking about. But the Novus Ordo is the Mass we celebrate following the Second Vatican Council. And the Council Fathers have given this Mass to us the way it is. And there are those who believe that the Novus Ordo, the Mass we celebrate in the vernacular, is wrong, and that it should be the Tridentine Mass said in Latin. And people have been critical, saying that what we do is invalid. It's not the real Mass. These people are delusional because the Mass we have today comes down to us from Jesus Christ. And it is the Mass of Holy Mother, the Church. And it is the universal Mass of the Church. And what we do with great reverence in the sight of God. The Second Vatican Council calls what we do here in the Mass as the source and summit of our faith. And that is so important to understand, that Jesus Christ has given us this Mass. And we are to submit to Him who is our supreme authority. The authority, that's an all-important word in understanding why we call ourselves Christians and Catholics. Because the authority that comes to us is from Jesus Christ Himself. He said to Saint Peter, "You are rock, and on this rock I will build my church." And he gives the keys to the kingdom to him, which marks him second in authority, in a sense. A very meaningful thing coming from the Old Testament. And that authority was given to Peter, who became the leader of the apostles. And he became the first bishop, in a sense, of Rome. And his successors we have in office today, Pope Francis. And that authority which Christ promised, that the Satan would never prevail over us, is with us here today. That is such an important thing to understand. We submit to the authority of Christ, our King. That King who shows us His love and His mercy. That King who reigns over us. And we submit our hearts to Him. We are called to have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. That is so important for us to understand. As we encounter Him then profoundly in the Eucharist, in His precious body of blood that He handed on to us as a profound gift, as a sense of making Him present to us this very day, 2,000 years after His life, death, and resurrection. who is our authority? There's another group of people who think that they don't have to follow the authority. There is authority. Authority is the government around us. We have to abide by civil authority. There's a group of people, you've probably never heard of them, called Sovereign Citizen or the Sovereign Citizen Movement. There are people who think that they don't have to follow the authority of the federal government. There are another delusional people who think that they don't have to follow the law. But we have to follow civil law, but civil law keeps order in our society. The law that we follow in submitting to Jesus Christ is a law of his love, the law of his mercy. And it is so important that all of us submit to the supreme authority of Christ himself, our Savior. Because one day, we will be standing before him in judgment. And we need to be able to hear the Lord say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In this celebration of the solemnity of Christ, King of the universe, let us see him as the one we submit to when we turn away from sin, when we feed the hungry and clothe the naked, when we forgive our enemies, when we show mercy. We are submitting to him. It is so important that we recognize that turning away from sin is such an important part of who we are. And seeing that humility in us is a way of honoring our Lord and recognizing him in our presence. In this sacred celebration today, let us call upon our Lord to help us to understand his will in our life, to help us to understand how we are called to be his disciples and where we are to follow him. In this Mass, let us submit to him so that when we come forward in a few minutes to receive his precious body and blood, we will do so understanding and knowing the importance of taking him into us.
Thank you for listening to the St. Joseph Parish Podcast. St. Joseph is located in Arlington between Dallas and Fort Worth at 1927 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard in Arlington, Texas. Check out our website at www.stjoe88.org. That's www.stjoe88.org. Or like, share, or comment on our social media pages on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Again, thank you for listening to the St. Joseph Parish Podcast.